Mackenzie to you right now, the 15th caller at 591-3045. I've got a pair of tickets to see James Taylor and Emmy Lou Harris in concert on Friday, July 18th in the WLS, 7-Up Summer of Stars, Washington Park.
Sexy, honey.
Vicky of Chicago, and Rick won a pair of tickets to see James Taylor and Emily Harris July 18th. But don't forget, tonight it's Joan Baez, Hoyt Axton, Arlo Guthrie, Washington Park, and Homewood. WLS, where you can win a piece of our $75,000 fleet coming soon. The single most important thing you can do to make your lawn and garden thrive is to give it the water it needs. So it stands to reason your most important garden tool is a garden hose. And that makes it worth your while to see True Value Hardware Store's wide selection of True Test hose. For instance, True Value Hardware Stores have a True Test 60-foot nylon reinforced vinyl hose made to meet the day-in, day-out wear and tear, providing water for your lawn and garden. Stays strong and flexible in all weather and won't burst, even if it's shut off at the nozzle. The solid brass couplings can't rust. Its inside diameter is 5/8, not 1/2 inch. It's 60, not the usual 50 feet long. And that extra 10 feet can save you the expense of buying an extra hose to reach the distant parts of your yard. True Test 60-foot nylon reinforced vinyl hose, $8.99. This most important of garden tools is just one of the many values that you are participating in True Value Hardware Store.
There's only one premium beer in America today that's fully Koizened. Heilemann's Old Style. Koizening is the traditional old world way of brewing beer. A pure brewing, double brewing process that locks in the natural carbonation, as in fine champagne. It gives a smoother flavor to the beer. Brew a beer once, you've got a good beer. Brew a beer twice, and you've got a great light beer. Of course, Koizening takes more time. Costs more money, too. That's why Heilemann's Old Style is the only premium beer in America today that is fully Koizened. Old Style. Pure brewed in God's country. G. Heilemann Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
How did you sleep last night? Was it on a bed that provided perfect support by conforming to the shape of your body? Was it a thermostatically controlled bed which kept you warm in February is going to keep you cool in August? No doubt you slept on a waterbed from Undercurrents. Their sale price now at $99.95, including water mattress, walnut-stained frame, safety liner, and heater. And you can take your choice of king, queen, double, twin bed sizes, all for the same price. Undercurrents in Lombard at 741 East Roosevelt Road, Chicago, north of the Loop at Grand and LaSalle. Also in Mount Prospect and Oak Lawn. If you're out of Chicago, send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Undercurrents at 515 North LaSalle, Chicago, 60610. They'll send you a free color brochure and a price list. Make every night a good night with a waterbed from Undercurrents. Daniel's asking you to help kids of poverty around the world support Project Concerns Walk for Mankind. For info on how you can do that, call him up at 968-9454. Another touch tone in a few minutes. James Taylor, Emmy Lou Harrison concert Friday the 18th. 15th caller, 591-3045, is going to win them.
She comes down Yellow Mountain.
And we do have a winner. Her name is Mary Kay Arndt. She lives in Chicago. She won a pair of tickets to see James Taylor, Emmy Lou Harris, July 18th. Don't forget, tonight it's Joan Baez, Fort Axton, Arlo Guthrie at Washington Park in Homewood. It's going to be cloudy today. Chance of storms. Daytime high is 73, 57 right now.
In a pretty cabinet, cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette.
WLS Music Radio giving away sailboats to some of the people who say they listen to WLS. There are many fine quality stereo hi-fi components in the market today, but the experts say none's really better than Pioneer. Playback features it, and Pioneer offers a wide range of stereo FM-AM receivers to satisfy your needs. One of the new models, SX434, is a good example. It's designed for those who insist on low distortion, but who feel that paying for power they don't need is wasteful. Pioneer SX434 has more than enough power, yet it's priced to appeal to budget-conscious music lovers. Playback considers it one of the year's best buys. Check it out for yourself. Summer's here, and the time is right for rolling down the highway. Norm is ready for you. He's got the greatest selection of vans, sportsmen's trick vans, and pickups this side of Detroit. Good old 3300 West Grand in Chicago is where they're available. Also, 935 West Dundee Road, Buffalo Grove. Cash back is back at Grand Spalding. $300 back on Coronets and Monacos. Two back on Darts, sportsmen's vans, and pickups. Never a shortage. 1,200 rebate vehicles in stock and ready to roll. So if you're hitting the road or cruising through town, check out the summer sell-a-thon at Mr. Norm's Grand Spalding Dodge.
WLS.
What makes Old Style a great light beer? Where it's brewed and how it's brewed. That's why Old Style is double brewed in God's country, where the water is crystal clear and flows from springs deep beneath the floor of a beautiful valley, some say all the way from Canada. With water this pure, when you brew a beer once, you've got a good beer. But when you brew a beer twice, you've got a great light beer. This double brewing process is called cloisonning. Cloisonning is a traditional old world process, the most natural way to brew beer, and the most expensive. Try Old Style, pure brewed in God's country.
G. Heilman Brewing Company, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mayor Daley's Neighborhood Summer Program is offering free Yoga Today lessons at 13 Park District field houses. Check that out.
Love will keep us together. Whatever.
Good morning. This is Jan Coleman, WLS News. President Ford is as pleased as punch with the fact that his economic policies have brought the inflation rate down to about 6%. And he told an audience of about 500 Midwestern business leaders last night that he intends to keep using those policies because he feels they will eventually bring about economic recovery. But the president is not as pleased with the nation's unemployment rate.
Jobs mean individual dignity. And I can assure you that I will do my utmost to restore that dignity to all American workers.
The president also vowed to continue using his veto powers to cut back on what he called, quote, unnecessary congressional spending, unquote. $1 million heroin bust last night here in Chicago. Police undercover agents had arranged to meet with two Mexican nationals from Durango, Texas, in a department store parking lot. When they got there, they found five men, the two with whom the rendezvous had been arranged, and three others acting as lookouts and bodyguards. The five men were arrested, and heroin estimated to be worth about $1 million, and also estimated to be pure and straight from Mexico. CTA bus driver Alan Bruce was shot in the left leg this morning when a bullet fired at his bus entered a right front wheel well and kept on going. Also injured was passenger Paul Carell. Paul is 11 years old. He was cut on the left leg when portions of that wheel well, which is made of plastic, went flying through the air. Two former Chicago Transit Authority officials fired earlier this month filed suit in U.S. District Court Friday, asking that they be reinstated in their jobs and paid $20,000 each for alleged slurs on their reputations. Ann Sudeikis, former supervisor of customer services, and Stephen Kabala, former marketing manager, were discharged this month for allegedly violating CTA rules, including making statements to news media without prior approval of the Public Affairs Department. Ms. Sudeikis was charged with insubordination, conduct unbecoming an employee, and violating CTA rules. Kabala said he was fired for condoning the activities of Ms. Sudeikis. The suit asked that the two be given their jobs back, be paid full back pay, and receive $20,000 each because of the alleged damage to their reputations. Cook County officials say the four guards on duty the night the six escapees made their getaway did not help those inmates escape. The four took a lie detector test on Friday and passed that part of the test successfully. But jail officials say the four did not pass several other questions, which indicates that they were negligent of their duties in some way that night, making it just a little easier for the six inmates to escape. Three of the escapees had been charged with murder, and the search continues for them. Six other inmates from an earlier breakout at the jail are also still at large. The CIA says that former White House aide Alexander Butterfield never worked for the agency, although a retired Air Force colonel said on Friday that Butterfield was a CIA contact man during the time he worked in the Nixon administration. ABC's David Shoemaker has more.
Retired Air Force Colonel Fletcher Prouty told House investigators what he's been telling reporters, that former presidential aide Alexander Butterfield was a CIA contact man at the White House. Prouty insisted, however, that that did not mean Butterfield was spying on the president for the agency. He pictured the job of a contact man as that of providing assistance to the CIA, a man the agency could turn to when it needed help on sensitive matters at the White House. According to Prouty, there are many such contact men in official Washington. From his own knowledge, he claimed several agencies were heavily staffed with CIA people, including the Defense, State, Treasury, Commerce, and Agriculture Departments, and the Internal Revenue Service. David Shoemaker, ABC News at the Capitol.
Alabama Governor George Wallace has defended some of the activities of the Central Intelligence Agency. In his first public appearance since breaking his paralyzed left leg, the governor told a Montgomery audience that the CIA investigation of some anti-war groups that had connections with foreign powers was entirely proper.
When we live in a country that it's known that there have been foreign governments involved in bombings, involved in destruction of life in this country, and involved in disruption on college campuses, yes, that was in the purview, in my judgment, of the CIA.
Wallace also said that it was perfectly evident that China, the Soviet Union, and North Vietnam had orchestrated violent protests against the Vietnamese War. Officials involved in a food distribution program to win the life of kidnapped American colonel say they believe he will be freed before today's deadline for his execution. Guerrillas who abducted Colonel Ernest R. Morgan almost 2 weeks ago have threatened to execute him at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time unless authorities distribute tons of food, clothing, and construction materials to the city's poor. The first two truckloads of anonymously donated food arrived in the shantytown slum district of Karantina al-Mazlat Friday. We believe following the latest contacts that Morgan will be released, although it is still touch and go, said a source close to the case. Food prices are high and are expected to continue to be that way. Russell Parker, an economist for the Federal Trade Commission, says food is going to be more dear than it has been in the past. He also said that the era of low food prices and declining food prices is at an end. Parker based his prediction on the fact that the nation's supermarkets have increased their profit margins from about 0.8% to 1.4% on total sales. That increase occurred between the years 1972 and 1974. The House Energy and Power Subcommittee heard testimony Friday recommending a continuation of controls on domestic oil prices. Ralph Nader and executives from both the airline and oil industry said letting controls lapse on August 31st would increase inflation. cause widespread layoffs and allow foreign oil producers to dictate the price of oil produced by the United States. WLS weather this morning, partly cloudy with a chance of showers or storms. Later today, partly cloudy with a chance of storms. Saturday night, fair and cool. Sunday, partly sunny and continued cool. Northwesterly winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour this morning, and then becoming northerly, 10 to 20 miles per hour later today. Currently, winds are west at 3. The overnight low, 53. The daytime high, 73. At O'Hare, it's 58. At the lakefront, 59. The official WLS temperature, 57 degrees. And I'm Jan Coleman.
WLS reminds you the Illinois Right to Life hotline keeps you up to date on current issues. The hotline number is 922-1920. WLS says a lot for Chicago. Best music all summer long.
WLS Chicago.
Anyone should ask what radio station you listen to. Say Yvonne Daniels. Don't you say Yvonne Daniels. You just say WLS. That way you can join the winners. All I've got to give you is my love from now till 6.
I remember all my life. Raining down as cold as ice.
Two touchtones this hour, giving away tickets to see James Taylor and Emmy Lou Harris in concert on Friday the 18th. WLS Music Radio, where our $75,000 fleet is on its way, and you could be a winner.
Sunday, July 27th, 25,000 people will simultaneously jump up and down and get loose when the Eagles come to the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
One of these nights, it's another tequila sunrise.
Jumpin', the Ozark Mountain Daredevils will be on the same show. And to totally blow your mind, Dan Fogelberg will be there too. Advance tickets $7. Available in Chicago at all Ticketron outlets, in Des Moines at folk music circuits and all loft locations, in the Quad Cities at Co-op Tapes and Records, in Cedar Rapids at the Waterbed Shop, and in Burlington at Apt Music House. This is the big show of the year. The Eagles, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and Dan Fogelberg Sunday afternoon at 1, July 27th. Outdoors at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines. Presented by the Desperados at Music Circuit.
Time moves slowly in God's country. We brew a great light beer here, Heilemann's Old Style, and we take our own good time about it. Old Style is Kreuzend, which means it's pure brewed, double brewed, the traditional old world way. When you brew a beer once, you've got a good beer. But when you brew a beer twice, you've got a great light beer. This slow Kreuzening process is the most natural way to brew beer and the most expensive. That's why Heilemann's Old Style is the only premium beer in America today that is fully Kreuzened. Old Style. Pure brewed in God's country. G. Heilemann Brewing Company.
89 WLS.
Now, True Value Hardware Stores offer you a traditional workshop tool in a very new kind of design. It's the Stanley Mini Hacksaw. Hand tools like hammers and saws aren't like automobiles. They don't change much from year to year. And when they do, it's only because a new design can do the job a whole lot better. Now, that's the idea behind the Stanley Mini Hacksaw. So pay a visit to your True Value Hardware store and take a look. You'll see that the Stanley Mini Hacksaw can do everything a regular hacksaw can and more. And that's because its frame doesn't extend all the way to the end of the blade. So the tip of the blade is free to work in places where a regular hacksaw just won't fit. And it means that the Stanley Mini Hacksaw can use parts of old broken hacksaw blades as well as new hole blades. It's a new design to do the job a lot better. It's the Stanley Mini Hacksaw. It's just $1.88. Just one of the values you find at your participating True Value hardware store near your home.
If someone asks what radio station you listen to, say WLS Music Radio, and you could win a complete stereo sound system, camping equipment, a French-made 10-speed bicycle, or something just as nice. Send us a postcard with your name, address, and phone number, and the name, address, and phone numbers of two of your friends. Our address is WLS Chicago 60601. Be sure to include your business phone number, too. Say you listen to WLS, and you could join the winners. WLS.
If you need a job with a future, why not give the Air Force a call? The number is 353-5150.